Epic Games wasn't hacked. It was just a silly little scam. You can't play Amazon games on your PC anymore. And the GTX card has breathed its last. RIP GTX. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Wednesday, March 6, 2024. We're going to start off today talking about an update to a story we discussed previously, which was that Epic Games was allegedly hacked with a reported 200 gigabytes of user data being stolen that included things like passwords, etc. Epic Games responded to that very quickly, saying that they have no evidence of a data breach and that they are investigating all of this. And it turns out that it was 100% fabricated. Turns out that there's this group out there who fakes all of these hacks to sell the supposed treasure trove of data to a willing participant, and then that's how they make money off of it. This Epic Games hack was allegedly going for roughly $15,000, but Epic Games has concluded that there was never a legitimate claim for a data breach. Nothing got stolen. Everything's totally fine, and this is just their MO. They go around trying to sell stuff. They allegedly sold fake data to somebody for $85,000 for the company DJI. But it's a grift and grift. You're grifting grifters who want to buy all that bad data to do nefarious things with, and you're taking their money, and it's just, if only they were donating it to charity, then you could say it's like a Robin Hood situation, but alas, that is not what's happening. But in case you were worried about the Epic Games thing, don't you worry, all that's safe. And you're safe to hear about today's video sponsor. Today's video is sponsored by Soundcore and their Boom 2 Bluetooth speaker. The Soundcore Boom 2 is an 80-watt IPX7 waterproof speaker with up to 24 hours of playtime. All of this in a speaker that comes in under $150. And it weighs in at under 4 pounds, and it's extremely rugged. The Boom 2 is built to withstand whatever kind of outdoor activities you throw at it. Coolest of all, the Boom 2 can even float, so if it gets knocked into a pool, falls off a boat, or even gets left out in the rain, there's no issues. Can I use it in a bathtub?
If you want.
Oh yeah! In terms of audio, the Boom 2 continues to deliver. Your music is brought to you through a 2.1 channel sound system. Two tweeters work to deliver excellent mids and highs, while the subwoofer brings rich bass to your sound. The Boom 2 also comes up with Bass Up 2.0 technology that you can toggle with the press of a button when you want a little extra bass in your mix. Listen for yourself. That's with the bass boost off. Ooh. Oh yeah. Oh, that got way deeper. And to complement your music, Soundcore includes complimentary lighting effects on the Boom 2. And when paired with the Soundcore app, currently in beta, you can unlock the full potential of the lighting to enhance your musical experience. If you're looking to have a better portable music experience, check out the Soundcore Boom 2 via the link in the description. Big thanks to Soundcore for sponsoring today's video. If you want to listen to the sounds of the future post-apocalypse in Horizon Forbidden West, we finally got the PC specs that are supposed to be coming out for this game. And it turns out to be quite a lot. You're looking at 150 gigabytes of SSD space. They're saying an SSD is basically required to play this game. If you want to play minimum, you need an i3-8100 with a GTX 1650. You want to play recommended, you're going to need an i5-8600 or Ryzen 5 3600 with a 3060 or a 5700. If you want to get very high at 4K 60 FPS, you're looking at an i7 with a 4080 or a 7900 XT. This looks like it's going to be a very beefy game. I really hope that it's not as unoptimized as Zero Dawn was when it came out to PC, because that was just not a spectacular port. The game played fine. It's just compiling shaders. There's a lot of hiccuping and frame stutter. It was not. The PlayStation ports have been kind of hit or miss all over the place. God of War, a great port. I think Uncharted also got reported to be a pretty good port, but then you had things like The Last of Us, just a struggle fest. It's not. I'm holding thumbs to see if this is going to be any better. But it turns out Microsoft supporting things is not getting any better, because Android apps on Windows 11 is going to be unsupported. This was being done through the Amazon App Store, which was on Windows. Amazon announcing that they are shutting this down as of yesterday. No new apps can be submitted, and all of this will be discontinued as of a year from yesterday. So March 5th, 2025. This is because Microsoft thinks that it's no longer necessary to support all of this. It was kind of like a major feature that was announced with Windows 11, but it's no longer taking place. You're not going to be able to get Amazon App Store from the Microsoft Store directly, which is how they were running Android apps. Looks like it's not going to be natively integrated anymore. We'll try to dig more deeply into why Microsoft is doing this. Why are they shutting this all down? What's the specific reason? Were the usage numbers not high enough? Is it just like whatever licensing agreement they may have with Amazon they didn't want to keep up? Are they planning on just using AI to make fake apps and then you just run the apps through AI and then you don't have to pay anybody anything? I don't know. But you know who's not AI for right now? Okay, no promises I won't update them in the future. Reese, for deals.
Yo, welcome back to EFT Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals out on the internet. And today we're starting off with this 512 gig Samsung Evo Select Micro SD card, which will be a great pickup if you've just grabbed yourself a handheld mono booster storage for only $24.99, making it $10 off. Then next up, we have this 12 key macro pad from Mountain, featuring fully looped but hot swappable mechanical keys. You can pick this up for only $29.99, making it $30 off. And then lastly, we have this MSI MPG A650GF, which is a 650 watt 80 plus gold fully modular power supply for the really nice price of $69.99. And hey, those are the deals. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm going to hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, it turns out that the former CEO of Twitter after Jack Dorsey, before Elon Musk, feels like they were wronged by Elon Musk with regards to the severance compensation that they were not given. So the ex-CEO and three others are suing Elon Musk for just artificial reasons to be fired so that Elon would not have to pay out severance. This includes the CEO, the CFO, the chief legal officer, and the former general counsel for Twitter, with them alleging that, again, Elon just fabricated whatever he could in order to fire these people so that he would not have to pay severance. And this is actually one of the points that was discussed in Walter Isaacson's biography of Elon Musk, where he kind of discussed that this was going to save him $200 million to find reasons to fire people instead of actually paying them the severance that they were owed. It's no secret that Elon was antagonistic to the previous CEO of Twitter, especially because he's the one who instigated the entire thing to like have an ironclad agreement that Elon had to buy the company at the price that he agreed to, and there was just no way out of it. Elon could not wiggle out of that purchase agreement, and so he was likely a little bitter, and now it looks like the ex-CEO is looking to get his compensation for all of that. We'll see how this plays out in a court of law, but thankfully, one of the things that's playing out in the pre-court, also known as in the legislature, Oregon's Congress passing a right to repair bill that adds a few extra protections that we haven't seen in other states' right to repair bills. This one specifically targeting the idea that companies cannot block parts that don't pass some sort of encryption checklist and make sure that you got the right camera module for your iPhone 15 Pro Max that Apple wanted to sell you for three times what it would cost somebody else to make it, and so you can't verify it and therefore you can't use it because it's not the right device hardware ID. Allegedly, according to what I'm reading about this right to repair bill that went through with Oregon, it's aiming to address that specific portion of rights to repair. Not just the fact that you can get parts, you can have third-party service centers, but also you can install third-party parts into your device and it cannot be locked out by the manufacturer. We'll see how all of this goes. This prohibition only takes place in devices that are sold 2025 and later. So again, this will take a little bit to iron out. We'll see if companies like Apple push back on this or potentially don't sell iPhones in Oregon or something like that. I'm interested to see how all of this shakes down. NVIDIA has shooken down the 16 series for the last time. The GTX 16 series reportedly is no more. The last one has finished coming off the assembly line, no longer going to be shipped to the third-party partners for the GTX 1650, GTX 1630. Those were the main ones that were still being sold, but also the 1660 and 1660 Super. They're all dead. It's reported that there's roughly 1 to 3 months of inventory left for these cards, but that does mean that the GTX line of cards, completely every GTX memory that you ever had, is now in the rearview mirror. It is no longer going to be part of NVIDIA's branding moving forward. We only have RTX cards, and this is after a 19-year history. The 7800 GTX was the first GTX label card back in 2005. In 2006, 2007, I had personal experience with the 8800 GTX Ultra with 768 megabytes of VRAM. Love that card. It switched to a prefix with the GTX 280 and now dies a unceremonious death with the GTX 1650, which got neutered and hampered to heavens and back with so many different releases over the last few years that it's been out 5 whole years. It seems like the RTX 3050 6GB is replacing the GTX 1650 in that little slot of low-end card. NVIDIA doesn't really care about that market anymore. They have no financial incentive to sell low-margin cards. So this is it. It's the end. Let me know if this bums you out. Do you have a favorite GTX memory that you want to regale? Tell me down below in those comments while I respond to your comments from yesterday's episode of Hot News. We got Soul Demon Y saying, as someone with an NVIDIA GPU, I'm very ashamed of them. There was a lot of comments yesterday just with regards to NVIDIA having those agreements in the EULA for not decompiling the CUDA and making it so that it's supported on other GPUs. I get it. We'll see how this plays out. There was a lot of talk about like, oh, this is definitely legal. And then there was also talk on the other side of like, no, actually, if this played out in a court of law, NVIDIA would likely win for XYZ reason. So it's a little strange. Does NVIDIA do negative things to the community despite the fact that they're not supposed to do it? Like lie to the shareholders, which is an actual legal thing to do, and they actually got fined and sued for it and lost because of that? Yes, they do those types of things. So it doesn't matter that it's illegal or wrong. NVIDIA will just pay the price later because it's less than the price they want to pay now. That's how I think about it, at least. And we got Jeffrey Durham saying, thought crossed my mind, if I was a hobbit, would I have a second breakfast? Actually, yes. So that's just coming to watch us over on our Twitch stream, because we streamed after Hot News. Like, either you're going to catch Reese streaming or you're going to catch me streaming with Kyler, or we're building a PC. And currently, right now, we're running a giveaway for this gaming laptop right here, the MSI Titan 18HX. It's got a 9914900HX processor, an RTX 4090, 128 gigs of VRAM. 128 gigs of RAM, 4 terabyte SSD, 4K 120 hertz mini LED display. This thing is wild. We'll have a video coming out on the channel a little bit later on that specific laptop, but the giveaway is taking place over on the Twitch stream. And also, I built my framework laptop the other day on stream, which was really neat. That's kind of like a second breakfast, or, you know, 11Zs. And I have no use for this thing. I already have plenty of laptops, so I might also be giving away my framework 16. I need to think that one over. In case you're interested, come check us out over on Twitch. Then we got Smith saying, imagine getting a settlement out of court and still crying to the judge for an official decree. I feel like there was a little bit of a misunderstanding with what was happening between Yuzu and Nintendo. It's not that Nintendo's crying for a judge to give an official decree. The judge actually has to decree that the agreement that Yuzu and Nintendo came to, they approve of it, that it's actually judged by the judge to be a valid agreement. And so that's going to take place. It's not like Nintendo was like, oh, we have to get this in writing, otherwise it doesn't exist. It was a settlement so that they didn't have court proceedings, but it still is taking place in the court of law, with it being ruled by a judge, making sure that everything's resolved in that space. And we got Jess Theron saying, OMG, you talking about the skiing game unlocked a core memory from my childhood. One reason I loved visiting my aunts was playing that in a golf game. And then Treasley saying, Windows ski game Brett was talking about, Ski Free, wildly great for an early 90s game. So I looked it up, and this is exactly it. Yes, this was in the Windows Entertainment Pack 3 that came with Windows 3.0, which makes sense because my first computer was on Windows 3.11. And so I likely had this. I looked up the entertainment pack. There was a couple other ones, like Chips Challenge was baked into one of the entertainment packs. I remember playing the crap out of that. So yeah, Ski Free. Yeah, unlocked a lot of people's memory with that one. And we got Goner Me Leggy saying, coffee good, shipping fast was the missing piece of my breakfast. Yes, Rare Brew Coffee. We have shipped out every bag of coffee that we had on hand and extra ordered because the launch was way bigger than we thought. And our supplier, unfortunately, couldn't make enough with only a day's notice to kind of fulfill the rest of the orders. But thankfully, as of tomorrow, everybody who ordered should have their order shipping out. The response to this has been fantastic and overwhelming. We were able to make $1,000 donation on our first day to SynGap Research Fund, just thanks to everybody buying the coffee. It's going to be an ongoing effort. We have multiple things in the pipeline, like a dark roast, a decaf version, as well as potentially changing up the packaging a little bit. We're going to be exploring different ways that we can grow the Rare Brew Coffee Company, but at the moment, we just want to thank you for everybody who supported us from the very beginning, and it means a lot that we can support SynGap Research and have a delicious seriously good, nice cup of coffee. Then we had Ayush saying, someone remind Nintendo about the PS3 George Hotz case. So I thought this was in reference to the emulation thing, and so I looked this up because I didn't know anything about the George Hotz case, and Wikipedia seems to indicate that this got settled in the exact same way as the Nintendo Yuzu thing, which is they reached a settlement outside of court, and it included a permanent injunction against HOTS doing any more hacking work on Sony products to prevent any future firmware releases from being decrypted. So if you want to remind Nintendo of that, that feels right in line. Am I missing something? Was there a story that went around with this that's different than when I'm reading Wikipedia? I'm curious to hear what you meant by that. And then we got Fostena saying, is it okay for me to watch UFD at 3 p.m. since my time zone is UTC+1? Do I wait for breakfast time tomorrow, or do I move breakfast to the afternoon? We talk about this quite often. I don't say breakfast. I say breakfast, which means anytime you're watching Hot News, it's breakfast time. Because it's breakfast. And it could be a fest. It doesn't even have to be a fast. You could just be drinking rare brew coffee. But you're not in the same time zone, so likely can't buy it because we can't ship internationally right now. Anyways, I'm going to ship myself somewhere else. Hey, Kyler. Yeah. I just shipped my pants.
I shipped my bed.
I also spit everywhere as I said that. Okay, bye.